Okay, good morning. We've now got the Chagim behind us. Today's down, get back into Shigra. We're starting here on Menachot Daf Nun Gimel, and we're going to start at the
people
bottom.
Listening in Chul are not listening to this.
You're right, those are people in Chutz
Laaretz.
They will be listening to this evening. This is the Motzei Yontif, so it's a good time for them as well. And Shana Tova, Chorev Tov. And Pitketava and everything else that goes with it. We're starting on Nun Bet Amud Bet at the bottom of the Gemara. So we saw the Mishnah. We just discussed in the Mishnah about that all the Menachot are Matzah except for Chametz in the Toda and the Shtar Lechem. And the question was how they make the Chometz. So Mary said that they stuck the sourdough into it. Rabbi Yehuda said that it wouldn't work too well, but rather you bring sourdough and you put it in and you mix it in, and then the Mishnah said, well, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the case, you're going to be lacking the right amount because of the volume that the sourdough takes up. So now, Gemara brings two questions over here that Rabbi Freida asks Rabbi Ami. And we'll see the first question that he asks, there's about three answers, right, which knock him back. Then Gemara asks another question, and then we should have fine sail, smooth sailing for the rest of the daf. A lot of kolan of agadita today. Okay, so the daf has been worked out nicely. That it sort of fits in. You know, if you can take a sukkah day, it's a little time to prepare the daf. It was an easy gemara to prepare. Yachasit. Okay, so by mina rabbi pray to me rabbi yami. Minai nacholam nachot shein baot matza. He says, where do we know this from? He says, what do you mean minala? What do you mean minai? Minala, what do you mean minala? And dichtiv bay, because the pasuk tells us. Look at this. This is like almost like a riddle. This line over here. Minala, dichtiv ba, ketiv ba, delo ketiv ba, ketiv ba. Okay. Now, my thinking is that there's a change in the gear. Look at Rashi. Rashi says dichtiva ketiva. See that, which is a little bit different to our wording, but nonetheless, we make sense. What's he saying over here? So what do you mean, Nalan? Where is it from? Dichtivba, because it's written in the Pasuk. And then he says, Kativba, right? So in some of those it's written. And Delo Kativba, and in those it isn't written, Kativba, Zot Torah Tamincha, HaKarev Ota, B'nei Arun, Hashem, B'nei Amizbeach. Okay, that's the whole Pasuk over there. So look at Rashi. Rashi makes a bit of sense over here. He says, "Dichtiv vaketiva, ota mincha shekatuv ba matza." There are certain minachot where it's written specifically to be matza. Kagon minchat ma'afe u'minchat machvat. All right, ketiva, it's written specifically to make matza. U'delo ketiva, and where it isn't written, right? Ata mehakrad. How do we know the rest of the places where it isn't written? It comes from this pasuk over here. Dechkail lekol ha'minachot. This is like a one global type of pasuk, which includes all the menachot. In Parshat Tzav, look at Rashi, Tzav et Aaron dichtiv, Zot Torah Tamincha, right? It says, this is the mincha uchtiv batrei mitzvah matzot ta'achel. And then it says afterwards that it has to be brought from matzahs. Okay, so that's basically it. The psukim tell us, those are those that say chametz must have chametz, and the rest of them afterwards, the bulk of the menachot, it says afterwards that you should eat them as matzah. Look at Gemara there. Zot Torah Bichak Revota B'nei Aaron Hashem B'nei Hamizbeach. It says Vanotet Rimenu Yochlu Aaron V'nav Matzot Tochel. Right. So that's the pasuk over there. Matzot Teachel Makom Kadosh B'chatzor Moed Yochlu Hu V'Yikrevav. So you got V'Yikrevav Zayin says Zot Torah Tamincha, and then V'Yikrevav Tet in Tzav says that they should all be matzot. So the Gemara is quite straightforward. So now Rav Ami, this was Rav Yifreida asked from Ami, and so Rav asked him, what do you mean? It's in the Pesukim. So he said to him, no, Amar le mitzvah lo kemi baili. I'm not asking you how that it's a mitzvah, that it's a nice thing to do. Ki kemi baili, my question was, how do we know that it's ma'akev? Because what he's saying is, it's not persuasive what you're telling me, you're not convincing me. What you've told me over here is that it just can't be, that it's a mitzvah. But we don't know that it's ma'akev. It says, Namar le'el akev na'amikativ. It's also written na'akev because it says, lo It brings a third pasuk of here, which says, "Lo teyafe chametz chilkam natati yotam mishai kolik koshim yikachadat b'chasham." Vayikra vav yud. The next pasuk straight off because it was vayikra vav zayin, vayikra vav tet, and vayikra vav yud said, "Lo teyafe chametz." So in case you thought, it's not that they say to him, "Lo teyafe chametz," ela matza. Okay, so that is seems to be the answer. Now the Gemara brings from here now. Kasha. So Matra Rav Chisna. Rav Chisna got a kasha here on this answer here that Rav Mani gave. So Safra Rav Mani seems to be happy. He's given him a couple of answers, showing the psukim, three psukim, all work out now. He says, what are you talking about? Ve'eme lo te'afeh chametz el se'or. He says, maybe that pasuk says don't bake chametz, but maybe se'or you can. Now se'or, we know from Pesach, right, that there's an issue of se'or and chametz. Lo yireh se'or b'chol batechem. Isn't such a pasuk, right? Am I making it up? I think such a pasuk, right? Lo yireh such a pasuk, okay? Right. Lo yireh se'or. Is that every morning? Where do we say lo yireh se'or? Tefillin? Maybe you do. What's the pasuk? Anyway, it says lo yireh se'or. Really, eh? Wow. Gee whiz, I didn't say that. Lacking. Anybody else saying that besides Alan? Lawyer A. Seor with Twitter? Maybe in South America, Alan. I'm not arguing with you, I just don't know it. I just don't say it. Ah, you say Kadesh Li Bechor? Is it in Kadesh Li Bechor? You're tzaddik. Okay, Shkoach. Someone actually says all these psukim, eh? כנשתי כל בכל גורי רבי נשאל ובאה, ויום הוא שלנו, צריך עוד יום השעשתי את המשיים, כי ייחוד הכי יוצא למשיים, לא יהיה אכל חמץ, היום יוציא את דם, והיה כי ביחד של נתנן, ויחד 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 של נתנן, ולא יראה לך חמץ, ולא יראה לך שעור, בכל מיני שכוח. והגלת לבין לכם, יאמרו לאמור, בעבור זה עשרה שימני בתל מנשיים, ויהיה לך לאות עליך, ודיקר בלך, ואמר, actually makes pace to say these things. I've never been, I'm Bli Neder, I'm going to start saying this, but Bli Neder, that's with a capital B. okay. Got to come to Shul 10 minutes earlier to say that. Okay. So, alright, so Loyal Lecha Sor, so we know that there's such a pasuk. He says, but maybe, because see the pasuk that says Loyal Lecha Chametz, Loyal Lecha Sor. It's two separate labims. It says, maybe in the pasuk said over here, Al lo tafeh chametz, and min chametz lo tafeh, about so you can bake, right? So now comes a question. Now we're not going to go into the machloket. There's a machloket in Masechet Psachim. And Rashi brings it over here in Daf Mem Chet, Moach, right? Remember that? That between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir on exactly what is so'or. Rabbi Meir says it's a very early stage, where you'll see in a second, the ksifu panim, like when you leave out this dough or this flour, this mixture, as it starts becoming silver or white, however you want to describe it, right? At a very early stage of the fermentation process, it's already called se'or, and therefore it's chametz, doraita. Rabbi Yehuda says that only karnei chagav, Rashi says, you'll see in a second, which chanei chagav are like the tentacles of the grasshopper. It has to be like thicker cracks. It has to be much more drier, right? It's a later stage in the fermentation. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Meir calls se'or is not se'or. It's matzah. According to what Rabbi Yehuda calls se'or, for Rabbi Meir would be proper chometz mamish, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda is already at the earlier stage of se'or. At that stage of Rabbi Yehuda's, when it's already down the line, it's proper chometz. You with me? Already clear on what I just said? Mm-hmm. You've got a timeline. I drew myself a timeline over here. I explained myself. But you've got a timeline. Here you've got your mix. You take this flour in the water and you mix it, right? And now you leave it. At naught, it's flour and water. It's still matzah mu'udin, not chometz. Now, for chometz, it's a process. Okay, certain Lubavitchers will say it's really chometz, right? Because they say you can't even have water mixed. They eat their matzah in packets in case, you know, you should be wet. But let's say that not normally. According to Meir, you wait and it takes, let's say it takes 2 hours. And in 2 hours, it now the face of this mixture starts whitening. He calls that se'or. let's say it takes another 6 hours, and now it starts drying up, the fermentation process is more advanced, and now it starts getting cracks in it. Rabbi Yehuda calls that Sa'or. So for Rabbi Yehuda, Sa'or only kicks in, let's say, after 8 hours. For Rabbi Meir, Sa'or already kicked in after 2 hours. So for Rabbi Yehuda, 2 hours into the process, there's still good matzah. What Rabbi Meir would call Sa'or is still matzah, right? What Rabbi Yehuda calls Sa'or, for Rabbi Meir, is already proper chometz. You with me? So that's basically what our Gemara is saying over here. So now the Gemara is like this.
So why do you need another pasuk?
They're two separate issues. Of course, that's for Pesach. But who says it's also for Korbanot? On Pesach, there's an issue of Lo Yerlech HaMeitz, Lo Yerlech HaSor. The fact that the Torah had to tell you on Pesach, Lo Yerlech HaMeitz and Sor, is telling us that Sor is not HaMeitz. So on Pesach, you've got an issue of Sor. But on Korbanot, which only have to be, which can't be Chometz, but they can be Sor. That's the Svara at the moment, right? That's what's in the back of the Gemara, of the discussion here. So now I'm back to Rabbi Chisda. But you can do Seor. So now the Gemara says, Seor Deman. Whose Seor are you speaking about now? Seor as defined by Rabbi Meir, or Seor as defined by Rabbi Yehuda? Is the Gemara the same as yours? Is it right? Is it the right page? Or is it anything? Right, Rabbi Meir, this is like this. If you're going to tell me now, look at Rashi there. Seor Rabbi Meir. Right, look at the second Rashi there. Ko shehiksifu fanav. That's like an early stage, right? Beperik elu over in Pesachim, the Rabbi Yehuda matzah ma'al yehi. You see that? And Rabbi Meir at that early stage when it's just hiksifu panaf, Rabbi Yehuda is still matzah ma'al yehi. It's perfectly good matzah. Ve'i so'or Rabbi Yehuda. Look at Rashi there. If you tell Rabbi Yehuda, what's so'or? How do you define so'or? Tehainu karnei chagavim u'kebayi. And then the question was le'meimal Rabbi Meir te'afes so'or chametz ma'al yehu. Right? If you're saying that according to Rabbi Meir, we're talking about Sa'or. So that Sa'or of Rabbi Yehuda's, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, obviously can't be, because that's Chametz. And we said Sa'or, not Chometz. Right? Look at the Shittim HaKubetz at the Vav. Chametz Ba'al Yehi, Midachai V'alav Karet. See that? Rabbi Meir says, in that Machlok Adem, Pesachim, I'm assuming, I didn't look in the Gemara in Pesachim, that according to the Sa'or of Rabbi Yehuda, we never say, on that, you Chai of Karet. That's really a Doraita. Right? So now, that's the Gemara's question. Id Rabbi Meir, so now, so to me, Id, I'm back in the Gemara. Id Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. If we're saying as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, right, Rabbi Meir's definition of Sor in the eyes of Rabbi Yehuda, so that's Matzah Ma'al Yehi. So obviously the Gemara can't be saying, where Rabbi Chisda said, maybe Sor, it's not the Sor of Rabbi Meir, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, because that would be Matzah. And if it's the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, and maybe it's the Sa'or of Rabbi Yehuda, but as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, that's already Chometz. Chometz Ma'al Yehi. Right? So what's the Gemara says no. Third question. Id Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Rabbi Meir's Sa'or, and as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, he says it can't be. Wa kidi midalaki alei. Rabbi Meir says on Sa'or on that, you already get Malkot, which is an Isra Drabanan, really, right? It's not Karet, but you get Malkot. Chametzu, he says the Rabbanan, he says Chometz. Right? The Gemara says no. What's our question over here? What are we saying? What could Rabbi Chisda be talking about? It could be Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So we could say, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, right, that his Sa'or, maybe you could bake his Sa'or. Look at Rashi, Rabbi Meir, which is the Chisif Rabbi Yehuda, as far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, Matzimali, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And look at this shit over here of Chet. Says v'achar kach min adin v'ayim lo teafe, right? And after that, the betanur asur efot chametz, aval oseh oto chalut v'yaseu chametz. I guess you could boil it, get around it, the stories. But basically, what he's saying is that to Rabbi Ami, this kasha of yeh, that there's no proof of Rabbi Ami from your pasuk of lo teafe chametz that you can't maybe use seor, and this isn't a proof then of anything to do with your psukim. That we can learn from the psukim that is written in the psukim of this question. When he said to him, "Avia minalan," right? Where do we know from that it has to all be chametz and it has to all be not chametz, right? That the psukim will help us because you can easily misinterpret the psukim to say yes, so or. That was the first sort of refutation of Rav Ami. The second one is, maybe you write your pasuk lot vechametz ela chalut. That was the shitta. Try to join them in, right, together. But maybe you could, you can't bake them, but you can boil them. Okay, says lot tafechametz. But maybe chalut. So now again, says chalut, mind you, what is chalut? Chalut is revuka. Right, we know what that is, right? It says now if it's revuka, it is kerevicha keti baravicha. But the lo keti baravicha, but it's not written kerevicha. So where are you getting it from? Look, Rashi says revicha. But ma'im rotchin. Can we remember Torah koanim? Gabe chavitin murkbechet. Let's talk about the Kohen Gadol's thing, right? I mentioned I said berotchin kol tarchan vuchalut. So he says the id the ikerevucha mincha shemitzvata berevucha keti beedya muvrechet tehesh lo tafe chametz. But look at the Baruch Rashi. Lord says it. Look at the Afeinu. We look at the Bash. But I mean, Allah Baruch Beinan. So he seems to dispute him over this. But I'm a Dichtiv Baruchah. So he says, but maybe Dichtiv Baruchah. What mitzvah Baruchah? Would look at the Baruchah. He says, no. He says that's no proof either. You can't tell the fact that it doesn't write Baruchah means that we can't do it Baruchah. Because he says maybe you could say as follows. Dichtiv Baruchah. Where had it written Baruchah? Then it would be a mitzvah de bravicha. But now that it's not written in the look at the bravicha, he buy bravicha lighti, he buy mitzvah lighti, he buy matzah lighti, sorry, right? Then maybe he could bring it either way, he's got a choice. All you can tell from the fact that it isn't written there, you can't refute me by telling me it's not written there, no. All you can prove by not being written there is that it's not a mitzvah to do it this way, but maybe there's still a reshut. Okay? So basically he's saying there isn't a proof either. So that's the second proof here to Rav Ami. Right, that your pasuk of Lo Tafeh is not necessarily a proof of anything. The third attack on Rav Ami, Matkivar Ravina, Va'em Lo Tafeh Chametz. Maybe the fact that it didn't say Lord, that it says Lo Tafeh Chametz is just LeMeikam Gavre Belav Ba'alma. Rather, just that he, if he would do it, he's over in a lav. Right, Ava Ve'if Sula Lo Mifsula. But it's still the fact that he's over in a lav doesn't mean that it's pasuk. Okay? I think that's what he's saying over here. So basically we see we've got three knocks over here at Rabbi Ami. The Gemara's not too excited about his proof. The Gemara now brings another answer. And the Gemara said, by me Rabbi Ami, minai l'lem l'chot shehen ba'ot matza, on Amud Bet, what do you mean minalan? Dichtivba. Now, the Gemara gives another answer. We reset now, we go back, start the questions all over again. The first question was, Ela Minala. What do you mean Minalan? What do you mean Minalan? Kedetanya, we got a brighter. Right? How do we know that it's going to be Chametz? Kedetanya, we got a brighter. Matzah. The pasuk says Matzah. The brighter says Yachom Mitzvah. Could it just be a mitzvah to bring it and it's not Ma'akev? Tamudomar Tihiye. Remember, we've seen that Lashon of Tihiye, right? Tihiye is like one of those Lashonot Mechaye, right? Tihyeh akatuv kav'a chova. The pasuk says that it's a chova. That's tihyeh. Okay? So that basically is the second answer, which is a more, I think, convincing answer. Well, obviously, I don't have to think, right? The Gemara seems to bring it because it's the first answer was knocked out three times. Okay. Now, once we were on the question of Rabbi Freida asking Rami questions, the Gemara brings the second question that he answered. Bye, Rabbi Freida, Rabbi Ami. How do we know that all the menachot, when you, how do you say, lalush, what's it?
Kneading,
right? When you knead the dough, so you knead it in lukewarm water, right? Not in hot water. Umeshamran shlo yachmitzu. And you have to be certain that they don't become chometz. And look at this gimel there, the Shittim HaKubet said gimel. You got it there, the Gimel? It's almost in line with Ifsule lo Mifsula. Got it there? Like in the Gemara. Umeshamran shlo yachmitzu. Afal gav de mighty kra b'matnitin leposlan chametz. So even though we brought a pasuk to say that it can't be chometz, itzrich hacha kra leshmira. We need a second pasuk here to tell us that there's a mitzvah lishmor. So the one mitzvah pasuk is telling us to come and come chametz. Now the pasuk says it's a mitzvah asay to make sure it doesn't become chametz. It's two separate mitzvahs. Okay, that's the shtetzin. It says, "Ba'am Rabbi Yehuda mitlechol amelachot shnishlosh umeshamran shlo yachmitzu." Look at Rashi there. So diktani magnetin. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Nun Hey, we can see it. Kol ha-menachot nidoshot poshvin u'meshma sharan shlo yichmitzu. She nidoshot klomar. What does it mean? Nidoshot ha-hoil v'nidoshot poshvin. Since they needed in this lukewarm water, mitzvah l'shomram shlo yichmitzu. Right? It's a mitzvah to make sure they don't become chometz. V'shimur, what is this? What is the shimur? How do you do shimur, says Rashi. Hainu she'yasok b'batzek kol sha'a klinu v'sach. You active all the time. You don't let the matzah, you don't let this dough settle. You don't leave it alone. Okay, you see, you need to be working all the time. It's quite interesting. It seems to be like a common thread in the Avodah the Beit HaMikdash that you're always busy. Remember, we had the same with the blood in Zvachim. You don't leave the blood to congeal. Remember, you had to keep the blood in like the kli in the blood, they never had a solid base. You couldn't leave it to rest, remember? To make sure you're always keeping it going. The same idea here. You seems to be some sort of idea here that the Kohanim are always active, busy doing what they are doing. Okay. So he says like this, Nil medami Pesach, should we learn from Pesach? Dichtiv ushmartem et hamatzot. Maybe that's the Makor. Maybe just like we've got Pesach over there, we've got Pesach over here as well. And it says, right, the Pasuk says, ushmartem et hamatzot ki b'etzim yom hazeh hotzeti b'shrayim, ushmartem et yom hazeh l'dortechem. So Amalei, he says, no, he says, you have to go to Pesach. But Gufa Ketiv, it's written in the Pasuk itself. How do we know that? Because it says, yeah, look at the Pasuk here, the Pasuk of Yikra Bet. It says, Ve'im b'mincha ala machvat, korbanecha, solet b'lulav ha-shemen, it's flour mixed up with oil, matzah tihiye. He says, it says, yeah, matzah tihiye. What do you mean tihiye? Hechaya, right? Make, keep it alive. Look at Rashi there, klomar, Hechshirena u'shamra. He says inherent, implicit in the word matzah tiyeh already tells you that. So well, Gemara says, wait a second. Ba'afik tel akev. But don't we need that tiyeh? We learned a second ago that is the makor for ikuv. Because it says tiyeh, but it's not a mitzvah. But it's a katuv kav'achova. Tamud lomar tiyeh, we put the four lines up. He says, "Na im ken, if it was just to teach us that lichtov kra matzahi, right? The he would have been good enough. My tihiye, why did it say tihiye? Shemat mina tarti. Learn two of those from him. Because Rashi says there that he nami have a mashmul akev. The word here is only because akev can be very kama, right? Tchatat he sheim shachat shelo lishma psula. Learned that early on in Daftalit that it's he. Okay, Amr le Rabbanan Rabbi Preda. So now." Look at this. We're speaking now about Rabbi Ami's. Rabbi Prater's asking Rabbi Ami all these questions. So the Gemara brings a story about Rabbi Prater. Now we get into a lot of Agarata. Amen, Rabbi Prater. Look at this. Rabbi Ezra bar Berei de Rabbi Avtulam. So Rabbi Ezra, who's the grandson of Rabbi Avtulam, the who asiri le Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, right? And I think this Rabbi Avtulam here. Avtulas, sorry. Thank you. Avtulas. That makes it much easier now to understand who's speaking about that. Now that makes much more sense, right? Right. He is the 10th in line to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And who, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is Asiri le Ezra HaSofer, right? That's quite a nice thing to know.
10 generations.
Ezra HaSofer. And so it's actually 22 generations from Rabbi Ezra bar Bered Rabbi Avtulam to Ezra HaSofer. Because you've got Azariah, Rabbi Ezra, right, is 10 generations, and then 10 generations, and then 2 generations. So there are 22 generations between these two people, right, between this guy and Ezra Sofer. And what about him? Kaya Bavi, standing outside. So now, so Amar Lehu, right, so Rabbi Freida said to the Chachamim, my Kulahai, what do you give me as the guy? Look at Rashi there. My Kulahai. The Kemiyach Satulay, will you give me his whole lineage there for 22 generations? He's telling me the guy. He says, well, I don't care who he is. Imbar Urian, who, yai, if he's a Tabit Chochem, look, Rashi says, Imbar Urian, Imben Torahu, Hare Hagun, very nice, let him come in. Imbar Urian, Ubar Avan, and even better, if he's a Tabit Chochem Hagun, and he's got Yichus Bar Avan, right? He's got Yichus behind him, right? Yai, even more so, beautiful. Ve'i bar avan, but if he's just got yichus, ve'lo bar urian, and he hasn't got, he's not a lamdan, he's not a tamichoch, not an ishagun, Isha Tichle, that let it be consumed by fire. That's a nice, exciting way of welcoming, right? It says, I don't care about the Yichus. Yichus is nice, but what's more important over here is it is a Isha Gun and is it Bal Tamit Chochabs. Amrule, Bar Urian, who says, don't worry, it's a Bar Urian, you can relax. Amarle, if that's the case, Liul Veleti, bring him in. Right, so now, Chazi Adav Akiridate. Look at Rashi. Chazi Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Ezra, right? Shaya Tzaur. I think the Mishnah says that's Kaur, right? It says, yeah, Kaur, right? That he was upset, right? He was upset. Patach V'amar, so to try and make him feel happier. Patach V'agadata L'mechaveve, Rashi says there, right? To try and bring him around, right? V'amar, what did he say? Amar tel Hashem, he quotes a pasuk over here from Tehillim. Amar tel Hashem Adonai ata tovati bal alecha. So what does this mean? He says, Amar knes Yisrael ibn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Am Yisrael said before Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, chazek li tova, right? Do something nice for me, shehodaticha ba'olam. Look at Rashi here. She'ani meyached shimcha ba'olam. Hodaticha means that I make declare you as make you special in the world. Amar la, Tovati balalecha, eni mechazik tova el Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. He says, Tovati balalecha. He says, I'm not going to make anything great for you. Look at Rashi. Amarla, Tovati balalecha. Hachi mashma mima she'amart l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, ata, ein tovati alecha. Okay, how do they translate that in English, by the way? Tovati balalecha, eni mechazik.
My gratitude
is
not to you.
Not to you, okay. But only to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Why? Shehodiyuni tchila ba'olam. They're the first ones to basically make me special in the world. Shenemar l'kedoshim asher be'eretz heima va'adirei kol cheftzi bam. Right, look at Rashi. El l'kedoshim asher be'eretz. Dahani trei, these three, krayi smichei ahadadeh, next to each other. B'kudshe brichu amrinu. Okay, this is Hashem basically talking. Kevin deshama dekamar adir. So he's now this guy of 22 generations, this Ezra, when he heard him say, because it says, "Va'adirei kol chefti bam," the adirim, that is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. So Kevin the Shammai, look at Rashi there, Kevin the Shammai, Rabbi Ezra, Rabbi Preda, to Kamar adirei kol chefti bam, he remembered Niskar Agadah shel Adir. He now remembered another Agadah, which also refers to Adir. Right? And he says, the Kamar Adir, Patach Vamaras, he said, Yavo Adir, let the Adir come, the Yifaral Adirim, and I don't know, expand from the Adirim, me Adirim, ba Adirim, to the Adirim, from the Adirim, in the Adirim. So now he's explaining what's going on over here. Yavo Adir, who's the Adir? Zakrosh Baruch. Dichtiv Adir Babro Mashem. The Yifaral Adirim, who are the Adirim? Eilu Yisrael. Shneimar v'Adirei Ko Chefzi Bam. Me Adirim, who are the Adirim? Eilu Hamitrim. So he'll expand from the Adirim. It was basically repay Israel from the Mitzrim. Eilu Hamitzrim dichtiv taluk oferet, they sank like lead. Oferet is a word like, yeah, no? B'mayim adirim, in the big waters. B'adirim, and who are the taluk oferet b'mayim, the adirim sank in the water. B'adirim, eilu mayim. So the adirim in the mayim adirim. What did you say, Steve?
No, I think the adirim is first in the deep,
the adirim that there was waters with boiling up and churning around? That's how Rashi explains it, no?
I think could be wrong. I'm saying the Adirim were the ones that
fell. So that's how he explains it over here. He says, yeah. But he says two things. Taluk kofet b'mayim adirim. B'adirim. Eilu mayim. I see, it's a different pasuk. Shkoach, okay. Shneimar mekolot mayim rabim adirim yishbrayam. Okay, you're right. Yavo adir. Now he brings another pasuk. So that was the first vote that he gave. The next one is Yavo adir. Yavo yadid ben yadid. V'yivne yedid liyedid. So will come a yedid, a friend, who the son of a friend, and he will build for a yedid for a friend. B'chelko shel yedid, in the part of the friend. V'yitkapru bo yedidim, and the friends will do kaparade. So he explains himself now. Yavo yedid, right? Ze Shlomo HaMelech. He's our friend. Dichtiv v'yishlach b'yad Natan Navi v'yikra shemo yedid yebavur Hashem. So Natan came and he called Shlomo Yedidya Bavur Hashem. Ben Yedid, who's Ben Yedid? So Yavo Yedid Ben Yedid, right? So the Yedid was Shlomo, And the Ben Yadid Zeh Avraham. Dichtiv, right? Ma liyedidi beveiti. Now we're going to see this later on. The Gemara will bring this pasuk again later. Just remember this this pasuk, right? Ma liyedidi beveiti. Right? That's a pasuk over there in Yirmiyah. Ma liyedidi beveiti asota hamezimata harabim. It's quite a difficult pasuk. He says, ma liyedidi beveiti, my friend, so to speak, in my house, what do they do? Hamezimata harabim, right? Great zima is like with Arias, you know, like what's the word in English? I think lewd sort of behavior. How do they translate it in Ubasar kodesh yavru me'alayich, and they took away their basar kodesh, which is just that, right? Kira ateichi, all the bad they did, as ta'alozi, they got aliz, they became excited in the badness. Difficult pasuk, but we'll see it in a second. So ma'ali didi beveiti ve'yivne yedid ze bar amigdash. Right, Mali didi beveiti, v'yivne yedid, ze bar amigdash, dichtiv, ma yedidut mishkenotecha, o mishkenotayich, yedid ze akadosh baruch hu dichtiv, asher ana ledidi, v'chelko shel yedid ze binyamin, right, the chelko of yedid shenema lebinyamin, ama yedid Hashem yishkon navet achalav, right, we just read this yesterday, right, so that is, binyamin is called in yedid Hashem, ויתחפרו בידידים, and the ידידים will do kapra, אלו ישראל, דכתיב, נתתי את ידידות נפשי בכף אויביה. Okay, so whatever that means. Basically, ידידים here, lots of ידידים. יבוא, now another one on the same idea. יבוא טוב, good will come, יקבל טוב, and will get טוב, מי טוב, from טוב, for טוב. So what does it mean, יבוא טוב, זה משה. דכתיב, ותראה אותו, כי טוב הוא. Okay, משה was called טוב. ויקבל טוב, and he'll get טוב. What will משה get? זו תורה, דכתיב, כי לקח טוב, נתתי לכם. Okay? מי טוב, who's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, דכתיב, טוב השם לכל, so קיים משה, כתוב השם, לטובים, who's the טוב, אל ישראל, דכתיב, היטיבה השם לטובים, God will do good to the good one. Next drosha, יבוא זה ויקבל זאת מזה לעם זו, so who's יבוא זה, זה משה, דכתיב, כי זה משה האיש, ויקבל זאת, what's going to get, זו התורה, דכתיב, וזאת התורה, this is the Torah, אשר שם משה, זה משה פותה, מזה, זה HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ראה, דכתיב, זה עדי ואנוויהו, לעם זו אלי ישראל, שנאמר עם זו קנית. Okay, so that is all the Amr Bitzchak, בשעה שחרב על המקדש, Bitzchak says as follows. By the way, the first Rashi in the Torah starts off with Amr Bitzchak. And people think that Rabbi Yitzchak, because he's Yitzchak, Rashi's name is Yitzchaki, but it's not. It's Amr Bitzchak. He brings up quite a bright to Amr Bitzchak. I'm not sure to meet Rosh Rabbah. Think it's Midrash Rabbah? It could be, but I've got a... Okay, it could be. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, right? And here it starts again. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, right? B'sha'a shecharab ben HaMikdash. Tell them, Matzor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham. Hashem saw Avraham. She'a omed ben HaMikdash. She's standing in the HaMikdash. Amar lo, ma lididi bebeiti. Remember we had at the very beginning there, we said, ma yedidut, right? He said, yedid, ze Avraham. Remember we had the very first line of the Gemara here. Ben yedid, ze Avraham. Remember that? So he said again the same pasuk. He says to him, "Ma li di beveti amar lo, al iskei benai bati. I came here to deal with the problems of my children. Amar lo banecha chatu vegalus. Hashem said to Abraham, your children were sinned and they got galut. So amar lo sheba beshogeg chatu. It's a nice gemara there because we know in the Torah Abraham arguing on behalf of Zdom. Yeah, he's Abraham intervening on behalf of Israel, right? He says sheba beshogeg amar lo asota hamezimata. See that's the pasuk. Says asota, they did. In other words, like it seems, not look at Rashi there, the first Rashi. Kol ma'asehem b'meizid b'kavana. This was nothing but shogeg. Says amar lo shem mi'utan chatu. Says maybe it's just a minority of them. Amar lo harabim. The pasuk says asota ha'meizimata harabim. You see that? So Abraham says hayalecha liskor brit milah. You should remember brit milah. So amar lo ubasar kodesh yavru me'alecha. You see the pasuk? So now I saw here in the notes, by the way, because it's a little bit difficult, this, they bring a marsha. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Yavru me'alayich, sheheviru me'alehem mila. But God answers Avram and says, Yavru me'alayich, from you, not from them. Rashi says, sheheviru me'alehem mila. But then the pasuk should have said, Ubasar kodesh, Ya'avru me'alehem or something. He's saying to Abraham, it's from you. So he quotes the brings of Marashah here. He says, the Marashah says, that it should have said Ya'avru me'alehem and not me'alaych. So he answers the Maharsha that Avram asked Hashem to remember his children for the zchut that he himself, Avram, made a brit to himself with Mesirut Nefesh when he was 100 years old. And that was the first mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember his brit, Avram's brit, not the children's brit. And there, God answered him that from their sins, they removed your schut of your mitzvah. That's why he says, yeah, Yavru me'alaych. The schut that you had, they've taken that schut away. That fits in better with the psukim. Right? So, Amarlo, Shema im him tante lahem ayu choshim b'tshuva. Why do you should have waited a while when they've done tshuva? So Amarlo, so here he quotes the end of the pasuk, Kira ateichi az ta'alozi. Right, look at Rashi there. B'sha'at alitzutam machzikin yoter b'ratam v'lo choshim b'tshuva. They're getting so involved, they're enjoying their sin more and more and more, they aren't in a hurry to get back. Miyad niyach edabar osho, Avram put his head on his hands, he shouted out and cried, v'amar lo, Shema chas v'shalom, einem takana, have they got no longer takana? Yatzta bat kol, a heavenly voice came out, v'amra lo, zayit ra'anan yafe pri toar kra shem shemech. Right? It compares him to olives. Right? It says, ma zayit zu acharito besofo. The olive is a long, slow process, but in the end, it all works out well. Afishel acharitan besofan. They'll have it in the end of the day, it all work out. Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. He says, first Rashi says that samuch dahu kra, there's also a demali didi, because that pasuk there of Mali in the Yirmiya Yud Aleph Tet Vav, and this pasuk over here of the Zayit is in Yirmiya Yud Aleph Tet Zayit. The next pasuk in Yirmiya is that. Right? Look at the Rashi over there. Zaitra, it says Zayit acharitom besofo she nit'u achshav. Olive trees that you plant now, v'einot to'en ad zman gadol, takes a long time for olive trees to grow their fruits. V'abachar kach to'en perot harbe. In the end, they do bring forth lots of fruits. Rashi brings another lashon, yeah? She'en mitbashel ma'at ma'at k'shar ilanot, edu besofo kulan yachad. They don't ripen like one at a time, but in one shot, all the fruits ripen. I don't think that's right. Maybe they don't know. Okay. As you can see, this whole like two-thirds of the Amud was just five lines of Rashi. So all this over here is the Rashi's to come. Right? How are we doing for time? How are we doing? Apishaka elakoach. I mean, so now, the Gemara brings another pasuk over here. Right? The end of that pasuk which was quoted. We quoted Zayit Ranan. The end of that pasuk is lekol hamula gedola, to the voice of this very loud noise. Right? Hitzit eishalea, he set forth fire, v'ra'u daliotav, and all its branches were burdened, right? Were made bad. So Amar b'chanina bar papa, l'kol milehen shel meraglim. So what is l'kol hamula? What's this loud noise you're speaking about, this voice? He says, that's the words of the meraglim. Nit ro'u'ua daliotehen shel Yisrael. Right? So the branches basically became weak. Look at the Rashi over here. Rashi says, yeah, deliotehen, travelsh. Now, is travelsh, could be travels. I'm not sure what he means here by this. Did he even mention there, is there loazer Rashi? Look at the loazer Rashi there. I should actually have looked up.
Trellis.
Hey?
Trellis.
What did he say?
It's spelled like trellis. Daphne
Lyon. He has written travels, not trellis. Travels. There's actually Otsa Loaze Rashi. I've actually got it here on my phone. Give me half a second. I'll find it. It's probably worth looking it up. You know what? Let me see if I can see it very, very quickly. If not, then I'll send it out later. Okay, I'll look it up later. I can't see it right now. I've got it somewhere. Okay, I'll find it later. So he says over here, right? Nitro'uhu. What do you mean? Nitro'tsutsu. Klumar nishbar go'on uzam. Right? So their high, basically, status. Right? Go'on uzam. And they were, right, is was broken from them. The whole kesher with Hashem, that basically messed up. Da'am rab yuchanina bar papa. Da'var gadol dibu magrib tasha. What do they say? Ki chazak hu mimenu. Right? Because what was the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Hanashim asher alu imo amru lo nuchal la'alot, we can't go up el ha'am wa ki chazak hu mimenu, because they are greater than we understand mimenu, meaning us." So he says over here, Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, he says, "Al tikri mimenu," right, meaning from us, "ele mimeno," greater than Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. Kiviyachol, she'afilu ba'al ha'bayit, en yachol lotzi kelav misham, right? Interesting turn of phrase, right? Even Hashem, look at Rashi there, she'afilu ba'al ha'bayit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Can't get us out of there. Matki v'Rabbi Acher bar Chanina, the Shita translates Rabbi Acher bar Chanina. Hai lekol ha'mula gdola. This pasuk here says lekol ha'mula gdola, lekol mula mi ba'ile. Shouldn't have been written lekol ha'mula, should be called lekol mula. But he says, so why does it say Lekol Hamula? He says, because Hashem said to Avram, Kolech Kocha Shamati, I heard your voice, right? It says Lekol Hamula Gdola. That was Avram, V'chamalti Alehem. Remember, Avram intervened over here, right? They went into Galut. He says, and I had Chemla Alehem. Ani Amarti Shtabdu Ba'arba Malchiot Kolechat V'achat. I said that they would Mishtabe to four Malchiot. Right, so the four Malchiot are Bavel, Yavan, Paras, and Edom, right? That's the famous four Galuyot that we were, Amishah, were subjugated to. And what was the original plan? Yishtabdu v'arba Malchiot, kol achat v'achat, keshiur arba Malchiot. Each one would be as miserable as if it was the... In other words, each Galut over here had its own attributes. And each was something bad about them. The original idea of Hashem was that each one would be four times as hard as it was. In the end, Hashem split them up, says Rashi. Right, look at Rashi. Kol achat v'achat kishur arba malchiyot shel achshav. Right, but in the end, he split them up, says v'zeh achar zeh. Tavu arba, look at Rashi, ish arba shiurin v'achshav bebat achat. Tavu kul achat shiur ele sheyu mefuzarin miktzatan mishubadim lebavel umiktzatan leyavan umiktzatan leparas umiktzatan leedrum. Rashi brings the four things up here. They wouldn't be in that... In one shot, they'd get it slowly over time, which would make it easier, so to speak, to bear. Right, that is how Rashi explains it. Right, Kishur Abba Malchiyot has to call Chal B'Chada. My de Pasikla. Right, has to call Chal B'Chada. My de Pasikla. Right, look at Rashi there. No, there's no Rashi there. Zeh Achar Zeh. Right, Ikad Amri is another lashon over here. Ani Amarti B'Zeh Achar Zeh. I originally wanted it to be b'ze achar ze, achsha bevat achat. Now you'll get it all in one shot, which will basically make it easier and not have to go through a whole lengthy process. Like Amar Yisrael ben Levi, lemanim shlu Yisrael lezayit. Why is Amishal compared to a zayit, to an olive? Lemalacha, my zayit ain't allowed no shrin, just like a tree, olive tree, doesn't lose its leaves. Lo yivot hachamav, lo yivot hagashim, not in the summer or in the winter. Af Yisrael ain't lahem betayla olamit, they'll never disappear. Lo ba'olam hazeh, ve'lo ba'olam haba. Okay, so Am Yisrael around forever. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lam Yisrael Yisrael Zayit, another one. Why they compared to Zayit? Lo malacha, ma Zayit eno motzi shmano ela alei ketita. We know this, so this will be more familiar with. Right, just like an olive, it has to be crushed to get out its oil. Af Yisrael ain't chozrin lemutav, ela al yedei isurin. Right, it's a sad one there, eh? What? With the olive press.
The olive press, and it's written there.
Is it written there on it? Oh, wow. Yeah. Rabbi Meir Omer. Okay, now we go back to our Mishnah. Okay, so we had a bit of a break over here. Now we go back to the Mishnah. Remember, ha-se'or bodele mitochan u'machmitzan. Remember, Rabbi Meir said that you stick in the se'or. So the Gemara, and then they said, and then Rabbi Yehuda said, no, you bring your own stuff. And then they said to Rabbi Yehuda, but then you're not going to have enough. You're going to be missing either too much or too little. The Gemara says, "My chasera or yetera." Okay, so the Rashi is all the way up there at the top, right? "My chasera yetera." Klomar, "Eimat chasera, eimat yetera." When will you have too little of your flour? When will you have too much? It says, "Amarav chizda yisata seor ava." If it's a thick mix, right? Look at Rashi there. "B'maat maim," very little water. "Megubal nimtzeit chasera." So now it's going to be very little water. Your se'or will be very thick. And then you're going to be short of your flour. If it's midata asiron raka, right? And if you put in softly, right? It's like it's lightly mixed, it's like floury, more water, and like more puffed, I don't know. Nimtzeit chasera. It's going to take up more space, and you're going to be short of. So if it's heavy and it is mixed up with lots of water, it seems like it's going to be tata, right? It'll take up less nefach, and therefore you're going to have more flour. If it's less, if it's more water and it's more puffy, so it seems like it's going to take up more space and you're going to have less flour. I'm not 100% sure I understand this idea, right? So the Gemara is like, I don't understand. Sof, ki kakayil, yisron kakayil. What are we bothering ourselves with? At the end of the day, look at Rashi. But aren't we going to measure it in a measuring, and we're going to stick it in there, and it all comes, and it's isaron? So I don't understand the questions. Rabbi Yosef Amit Ravayu, lekamut shenei shaita misharina. Right? She says that what story here? Lekamut shen, lekamut shayu kvar kishya kemach misharina. That's what Rabbi Yosef say. They say that we compare it to how it would have been if it was flour. If anybody understands that, then I'm very excited. So he says, look at Rashi, yeah? Lekamut shehen, lekamut shayu kvar kashiyah kemach. It was before we mixed them up with water. Right? And so what's going on over here? It was we take now this mixture, we assume that there wasn't water in it, and we put it back to the stage before it got mixed up. And now, if it was tightly kneaded, so that more flour would have come out of it. Now we're going to have more flour. If you assumed that mix was before the flour, it was much more flour. And if it was less, there'd be less flour. So the Gemara says, well, I don't understand. Why don't we just velishko purtemine? Before you do this, take a little bit of flour out of it. Right? Look at Rashi, velishko purtemine. Rabbi Meir, amai bodeh mitocho d'elemin amuvcha. Rabbi Yehuda, a question can be asked either direction. According to Rabbi Meir, he says you stick the flour in it, and Rabbi Yehuda, amai me viso, why did you bring from your house? Right? Rather, nishkol puter, from the amount that you measure, lachar shemadad yisron solet. Measure a measure of solet. So now we know that this is our measure of solet. Now take out of this solet, velich metzei me'abrai, and let it now ferment outside the mix a little bit, and then mix it back in. And then we know that we started off with the right to measure, right? Makes sense. So Gemara says, no. We don't want that to happen, so it's a gzeira. Look at Rashi over here. If you allowed you to take out the flour once you've measured it, and then go and ferment it a bit, and then bring it back in, people will see you bring it from minachutz, v'lashu v'kad, so you're not measuring the sword now. And then this guy, what would he think? Savur, shumosif ala isaron. He'll think that you actually add individually isaron. Va'atili tuya isaron. He'll go and bring regular sword, levad isaron, other than this isaron. He'll chachri meir, bode mitocho adif. Therefore, Rabbi Meir, we prefer you to get in with what you've got. Rabbi Yehuda, mevio mi beito, kodim medida adif, before you measure it. And therefore, you do it that way. I can end off over here.